better, better. Some of y'all can relate to this song. Better. If so, sing along. Let's go. Better, 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 better.
I'm your bro, Easy, and as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us. Let's hear it.
Brought to you by Life with Lemons, just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. Casey, get ready to laugh. What do you call a deer with no eyes?
I don't know. What do you call a deer with no eyes?
No idea.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. If you would like to send us in a joke of the week or any of these other funny or interesting segments that we're going to go through, you can contact us at bruvversusbro@outlook.com. Now it is time for the big word of the week, presented by The Hair Cafe, located in Clinton, Maryland. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. You can contact the owner, Miss Latrina, at 301-868-7757. This week, our big word of the week is resilience. Resilience is spelled R-E-S-I-L-L-I-E-N-C-E. Again, it's spelled R-E-S-I-L-L-I-E-N-C-E. And resilience means the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties or toughness. Dayton, what does it mean to you?
Well, I think it means you gotta bounce back.
Yep. Never give up.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it is time for our African-American athlete. Famous African-American athlete, which Dayton has for us.
Brought to you by All Type Fence, located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. Lisa Leslie, who was born on July 7th, 1972, is a former American professional basketball player who played in the Women's National Basketball Association, WNBA. She's a three-time WNBA MVP and a four-time Olympic gold medal winner.
Wow. She did a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that she's very inspiring person to all the baller peoples.
Yeah.
Baller peoples.
Baller peoples!
Now it's time for us to drive into our next segment. Okay, not funny. Dive into our next segment, which is Would You Rather.
Casey, get ready to get Would You Rathered.
Stop saying that.
Okay. Brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Casey, would you rather make any imaginary thing become reality by just drawing it, or make any real thing disappear by just drawing it and erasing it?
I would make probably any imaginary thing come to life by drawing it, because, I mean, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah. The truth is out there.
Stop saying that.
Along with the prophecy. I would want to do the same thing.
Why?
Because I could create money and a house and invincibility. I don't know. Yeah.
Who are you, Super Mario?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he has a lot of money.
He probably has his magical pencil. He just draws the stars all the time.
Super Mario Drawing Edition.
Okay. Now, after Would You Rather, we're starting a new segment, which is going to be called Shoutouts.
Yeah! Shoutouts to all the peeps.
If you would like to be a shoutout, you can contact us at brothersbrooutlook.com, and we'll choose a select few who will get very lucky. And, you know, you might get some stuff,
you're
too.
You're very lucky.
You might get some stuff, like, you know, let's name some stuff.
Them rad products, fanny wanny mani packs, man/woman handbags.
T-shirts, mugs, signed pictures of me and Nathan, cars, other stuff.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
Etc.
Yeah.
Yeah, we sell etc.
Yeah, boy.
Anyway, now time for our shout-outs. Here they are. Tracy Schoaf, Holy Trinity Middle School music teacher in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Ed Lawson, a loyal listener from Alabama.
Callie and Quinn Murphy, listeners from Charlotte, North Carolina.
A.G. Howell, enthusiastic listener running for DA in Wayne County, Pennsylvania.
Mr. Martin, elementary school teacher at Joseph W. Greer Academy in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Mr. Vincent and Miss Loretta, who is a kindergarten teacher at Paw Creek Elementary.
Yep.
They love them jokes.
Again, if you'd like to be any of these things, or send us in feedback, or just say how bad we are, or good.
Yeah, there's always a possibility.
You can contact us at bro@outlook.com. Now it's time for us to move on to our next segment, which is Quote of the Week. Here it is. Well, the first quality of being a good leader is you have to be able to follow. See, a good leader can't just be the leader all the time. I have to be able to follow. That was said by Lisa Leslie. That's a very good quote, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Means some stuff to you, Dayton.
Yeah, well, first of all, you can't just be the GOAT at the beginning. You have to strive and work your best and your hardest to get there.
Yep, guys, work your best.
So you have to follow.
Follow.
Follow our podcast.
And work the best. Anyway, now time for our tech fact. And our tech fact is Doug Engelbart was an American engineer and inventor and an early computer and internet pioneer. He created the very first computer mouse from wood in 1964. It was a wooden one. Like,
how do you do that?
How do you do that?
Look it up, kids.
He's a cool guy.
I like his name. Doug Engelbart.
Don't make fun of the man's name. You would be using the thing in the middle of your laptop all the time if it weren't for him. Yep.
Inspiration.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, now we're going to move on into our last segment for the show, which is book recommendation.
Today, boys, we got the good book recommendation, which is brought to you by Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in Charlotte. Okay. This book is called Gru. You probably think Gru is the wanderer. He is the most destructive force in his world. Not so. Even at his most inept, Gru cannot destroy a village faster than the hogs of Hoarder. There is an evil species that has existed forever, spreading death and inhalation to this day. They control your mind, they control your body, and worst of all, they control your money. So what happens when Gru comes nose to nose with them? Find out in the latest Gru adventure.
You just went like so Dungeons and Dragons just now. I don't even know what the heck just happened. But apparently, guys, if you like, I don't know. I don't really know what just happened just now. Medieval time books. It is actually a comic book, and from the looks of it, is very interesting.
By Sergio Argonis.
Yep. And I don't know about Gru. Maybe you guys do. Maybe you think he's a good guy. I don't know. But I know, as we start to wrap up this podcast, we'd like to give a shout-out to the people who make us possible. For example, our producer and director, BL Self. And this week, our song was by Eric Roberson, and the song was Love Her.
Okay. And our team mom slash cutie, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, Petey.
Because what would we do without a therapy dog?
Nothing. Yeah, like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there, put on your seatbelt,
and work your best.
Yeah, work your best. Quote by David.
Peace out.
Hell, but nighttime is so heavy.